of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy. Good evening. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now, the Enjoy Hour. Hooray!
Yay!
Yay! And I am here with a couple of guests. James is not here today. He took off for Texas to go visit his son.
Sorry,
who
James.
Is, yes, his son is opening a Dutch Bros in Grapevine, Texas.
Yeah. Congratulations, yes. Jason's, yes. James' son.
Yes. Yeah. Gianno.
Gianno!
Congratulations, Gianno. So it's me, Rhonda Alvey, and I am here tonight. My co-host tonight is Danny Lindberg.
Hey, I'm Danny Lindberg.
And we have one of our guests here tonight already, and we're going to start with her early because she is working on a play right now at Riverfront Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to introduce Cheyenne Hara.
That is me, Cheyenne Hara, as Danny thinks is Cheyenne Hurrah, which, you know, either is acceptable.
Either way.
The English language is funny anyways. I could have been just mispronouncing it my whole life, right. So I don't know.
So welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
I'm glad you're here. So we're having you here early because you are in rehearsals right now for a play that opens at Riverfront next weekend.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. They just started rehearsal, actually. If the time's correct, they should have started their run-through now.
Uh-huh.
So
As we speak.
They should be starting their first number. And it's really cool. It's the first musical that we'll be having at the new facility at Riverfront Playhouse. And I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
Since opening?
Yeah. Since opening the new facility in what, 2021? 2022.
Yes, 2021.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Late 21, yeah.
But
there was just one show in 2021, right?
No, we had two. We had a Christmas show and we had Clue. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the Christmas show?
It was It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio show.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way, Danny, you are an award winner for 2021, and I still have your ARPY.
Oh! No way! Okay, yeah. I have to get that.
You do need to get
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we'll do it after the show.
So, Cheyenne, let's talk about the last 5 years.
Yeah, the last 5 years is a show that's super near and dear to my heart. I had I brought it to the board and requested to do it. Because I thought we needed to bring some musical theater into the theater because we'd only been doing plays. Mm-hmm. And B, because it is a big show, but small enough caliber to where we were going to be able to feasibly produce it. The last 5 years is a musical centered around a 5-year-long failed marriage. And it's tragically beautiful in the ways that it showcases really harsh realities of a relationship. And a lot of the underlying themes and messages are just the fact that people just don't work out together sometimes, and that's okay. Mm. It's a beautiful, beautiful show. It centers around two characters, Katherine Hyatt. She's in her young 20s, mid-20s, and she's a struggling actress. She's not really seeing the success that she maybe thought she would in the city. And then her cohort, her partner, Jamie Wellerstein, who is starting off the show, 23, and just takes the author world by storm, being an author and producing his first book and being a New York Times bestseller right off the bat. So we kind of start off the show with this almost unease and just an immediate disconnect. And the way that the story is told, with her telling her story backwards and him in chronological order, just emphasizes the way that they were always in a disconnect. And it's a very beautifully written show. James Robert Brown did a great job, and he actually mirrored it off of his own first failed marriage. And it's just a beautiful show. I'm very, very excited.
And it's a musical.
It is a musical.
And there's a lot of singing.
A lot of singing. There's almost no talking.
Wow.
Yeah. So dialogue and spoken interaction is completely outweighed by vocal performance and music, which is another way that Brown was able to really emphasize kind of these different melodic themes. And he brought in so many different genres. So we're hitting pop, rock, jazz, classic Broadway, and then also he's Jewish.
Oh,
so we've got some klezmic, not so subtle klezmic music nods, and also Jewish cantors, which is really, really cool going
and
into
a
the
ton
music
of
theory.
Humor.
So much humor.
I mean, I don't know.
There, you know what? It goes in between because obviously you've got this relationship being told on two separate angles, and she starts off, we're really sad, and then he comes in going, yeah, I just started this new relationship. So you kind of go back and forth. It's emotional abuse almost, what, as an audience member watching it, because right. we're kind of torturing you. You're happy, and then you're sad the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, oh.
Finding it hard where to stand.
Yeah. Well, you'll find out where to stand by the end of the show.
Oh, okay. Well,
but no spoilers.
And yeah, then, so the actors are a real couple. Is that
they
correct?
Are a real couple. Uh-huh. And it just shows how well they work together on stage, and also shows the strength that they have as a partnership and a couple being able to tell such a heavy story
right.
and still go home and come back. As it's before we start the show, they're the most funniest, giggliest, strong couple, and then we'll start the show and they portray it beautifully, and then we end the show and we're leaving it. We're leaving the theater and they're just the same old, same old. And it's really, really cool. They work so well together. Sam Reed and Maddie Nascimento. Sam Reed's been in countless local productions with Axiom. He didn't start acting till after school. He's actually a pretty new actor, and he found a newfound passion of it outside of childhood, whereas Maddie was able to kind of grow up in the arts, and she just actually not too long ago got back from New York attending Pace University for stage management. So
nice.
She's got some real-world experience as well, and so that really harbors into her portrayal of Kathy Hyatt, which is really, really cool, and it does show.
That's super cool.
That's really cool. And you are the music director?
I am the music director, but it's kind of, there's not one part of the show that hasn't been touched by both Lauren and I.
Uh-huh.
It's turned into a very collaborative effort. I am so lucky to be by Lauren, and she's such visually creative. She's so smart. She's so passionate. She's just immediately able to see something and create a vision and put it into fruition, which is I have less of that talent. So she's just great. And she's directed a few shows. She's seasoned, and she knows what she's doing, and this is my first time ever taking on a directorial role, and it's been really, really cool to just watch her.
That's pretty exciting.
It's really exciting, especially in music. I had helped conduct the Butte College Choir when I was in college, but outside of that, I didn't really have anything outside of just being the performer, so it's been really, really cool to step into a different role in theater and also harbor my passion in a different way.
How many people are in the show? Is it just
two
couple?
People?
That's it.
It's a two-person show.
Wow. That's a ton of singing, man.
It's a lot of singing. They are tired every day. So I've been trying to give them grace. There have been a couple of times I'm like, I was going to make you rehearse tomorrow, but you guys sound tired. Go drink water.
How long is the show?
The show runs about an hour and a half, 45 minutes. We did add an intermission.
Okay.
Just to really give them that extra grace, because Jason Robert Brown is brilliant of a composer. He did not compose easy vocal parts for either one of them. Mm. So they really needed that extra.
Wow.
That rest.
Is it a live track too, or live music?
We've got pre-recorded music.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, getting a concerto together would be a little bit difficult and out of our range at the moment, but we were able with Music Theater International to get some pre-recorded music, and it's beautifully done.
Nice.
So
it's
been great.
Yep.
And this is running January 26th through February 11th.
We do open January 26th. We have a preview night on January 25th.
Okay.
But we do close on the 11th then. So they've got a 10 show run, which, it's a lot of shows for such a hard vocal part, and they've just been doing a phenomenal job.
Nice.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you're part of the team and part of the board, and you're doing a lot of great
things.
Gosh, I
love to be a part of Riverfront. I joined on a year ago now.
Yep.
And I never thought it'd be as rewarding as it is, and it's just been so cool. I love that place,
and we love you there.
I love you guys there. I was like, you guys want me to be a part of this?
So we have to take a break, and we'll be back, and we'll talk a little bit more with Cheyenne when we get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's lighter than you think. And welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is North State Now, the Enjoy Magazine Hour, and I'm Rhonda Alvey.
I'm Danny Lindberg.
And I'm Cheyenne Hara returning to you.
Yes.
You're stuck with me.
So Cheyenne, you were going to talk a little bit about some of the rest of the, some of our season at Riverfront Playhouse also.
Yeah, the rest of the season, it's looking really good. And starting up next after the last 5 years is five women wearing the same dress, which is a really fun comedy directed by Aaron Haney Stewart and Marlo O'Brien. And it looks like it's a great cast. It's going to be a really fun show. And then following that, we've got a really cool opportunity is having a local director coming in with her original show. Lisa Collins is bringing in Foul Play and French Gulch, which for the spring play really ties into, it's a Western show, it ties into rodeo, and it's going to really be just a tie-in to community events.
Did she write the show?
She did.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a completely original
cool
show. It's like a swashbuckle musical, too. We have a piano ragtime player on it. It's going to be really, really
and
cool.
And she has done it before at the old theater, too.
Yeah. Okay. So she's, yeah. She has produced it at Riverfront before, and yeah. So I'm really excited to have her again.
Premiere.
Yeah.
I wish it was a premiere. It would have been so cool, but it's, I'm so excited to have her there again.
Yeah.
Lisa Collins is such a cool asset to the theater community, especially in Reading, and the script is really fun. I got to read it. It's super, super fun. And then we've got the children's program coming into the summer to really outreach and emphasize the need for arts in kids' lives.
Nice.
And Marian Sanders is going to be directing The Wizard of Oz for yeah. the kids' program, which is super, super cool. We just got those rights.
So, yeah, we've got a busy next few months.
Got it. Busy next yeah. few months. And
yeah.
then
and also, Stellar Charter is going to be bringing their play to Riverfront.
Which one is that?
They're going to be doing Peter Pan in April.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Nice.
Peter Pan's going to be cool. Do we have, can we make them fly?
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, with pixie dust, you can. You just need a little.
Faith, yeah. Trust.
You just got to believe.
And pixie dust. I believe in fairies. I do.
so that's pretty
exciting. Peter Pan's going to be before The Wizard of Oz then. So yeah. Two kids shows yeah. back to
but
back.
But it's actually shows. Stellar is bringing, it's Stellar students that mm-hmm. Maureen teaches. And okay. they did it last year. They did Annie
Jr. Yeah.
Oh, super
in our
cool.
theater. So, nice. So it's really not our show, but she's using our theater.
But it's at our theater. At so our we'll theater. Have Peter Pan and then Foul Play and French Gold, yeah. and then we'll have The Wizard of Oz.
Nice.
Which would be super, super yeah. cool. Having the kids in the theaters are really
it's
fun
awesome.
Time.
Yeah. That's like my favorite thing. That was one of the biggest things I wanted to happen at this new theater when we moved in there.
More
was, we got to have more kids because they're our future. And,
yeah.
And we need kids to be coming there.
Hey, they need to come act yeah. there in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or else what are we going to do?
And then we also have, we're going to probably in April do another Playwrights Night Out Junior. We did get a grant for that. So we're hoping to grow that program.
Oh, good.
So that, you know, maybe we can get somebody to help the playwrights because they're all kids.
Yeah.
And have somebody critique them and maybe have somebody that can help. The directors.
Them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that,
them. Nice. Yeah.
That program has really,
it's
really taken
really
off.
It's been
really cool.
Yeah.
And then with the kids shows and Playwrights Not Out Junior, seeing kids who've never done theater come into the theater and just seeing how
their
passion ignites and they take off.
It's and some of the kids that started in Playwrights Night Out actually have, like, one of the guys that has been in, he was in The Tempest.
Yeah.
So, and a couple of the kids have been in other plays around, you know, at Axiom.
Yeah.
And,
it's just so rewarding
to
see how that comes out.
You do one improv class and...
That's a gateway.
Fall in love.
One improv
that's
class
right.
is a gateway drug to theater.
<It's>
right?
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed you're going to become a theater kid. I'm not sorry.
I'm an advocate for that, though. That my first show at Riverfront, and theater in general, was Your Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Nice.
Back in, Once Upon a Time, Jet Thomas directed that one.
Yeah, he's still around. He still does. He does a lot of stuff at Axiom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He just in the play that goes wrong?
I think so.
He was, yes.
He's
that
hilarious.
Was, what a cool show. That was really, really funny.
Yeah.
Not to plug Axiom, but plug
Axiom.
Wow. They are so good. I had gone to New York last month and saw the play that goes wrong on Broadway, and the entire time I was thinking, Axiom actually kind of did it better.
Mm.
I was like, and that just really goes to show how the theater community has really stepped up to the plate. And
it's been really great because we do have a theater coalition. So a bunch of different theaters meet once a month, and we just kind of talk about some of our challenges that we have. We're going to have a workshop this weekend that is all about how to market your plays. I'm looking forward to that. That's on the 20th.
Who's running that workshop?
It'll
Nancy
be
Hill.
Nancy Hill does it, and we have Peter Griggs from Shasta College is going to come and talk, and Danny's going to talk. He's their marketing person at Shasta College. So they're going to be people talking about, you know, different aspects of how to market your plays. And we thought we were going to have a graphic designer, but he had to back out because he had other plans. But so we've been doing some of these little workshops, and we've had a director workshop, and we had had a lighting workshop and that kind of thing.
We've got a lot more scheduled coming up.
Yes.
And then the coalition, being in some of those meetings, we've all been kind of brainstorming ways to have a social and really educate the rest of the community about the theater community, and which is so, so cool.
And what else is really great is we kind of plan our schedule so that we're not all opening on the same night.
Yeah.
And that's been really great.
It's a very collaborative effort.
Yes.
The theater community in Reading is not competitive at all. And it's been
really,
really cool.
It really has been great. So, yes, plug Axiom all you want.
Absolutely. I'll plug Axiom all day.
All of them. So we're good with
more
that.
More theater.
Yes.
Theater. Go to
theater,
all the shows.
Everybody.
Yes. Not to call that action.
Speaking of going to shows, how do you get tickets for these Riverfront shows?
Online.
Is that
riverfrontplayhouse.org.
.net.
.net is .net.
Oh.
Yes.
Or you can come into Enjoy Magazine or Enjoy the Store.
You can.
And you can purchase your tickets there.
Directly from Ms. Rhonda.
Not really from me. But sometimes they'll come in my office because I do the magazine. I don't really work in the store. But they'll come in my office
and
I'll help them.
From Cheyenne. Hurrah.
Call me.
Just ask. Just ask for Cheyenne.
I won't be there.
So we're just going to touch a little bit on one more thing that you're involved with.
Yeah.
And, so Leadership Reading.
Leadership Reading.
Is coming. The social's coming up.
Social's coming up on March 7th. And I will be speaking as a current class ambassador to rally up new applicants and people who maybe have not applied yet and if they're thinking about it. And if anybody on listening is thinking about applying for Leadership Reading, apply. It's so cool. You have so many opportunities to learn, not only about our community and what drives it and economic parts and the cultural aspects, everything. You learn so much in depth about our community, but you learn about a group of 30 other people and you have this huge, big relationship with these people and you learn so much about yourself.
Right.
So much. And it's a huge eye opener and it really does. It's a life changing experience and I would urge anybody, especially young professionals, to apply.
So what do you mean with 30? Just so I understand, and the listeners, what do you mean you work with 30 individuals?
So the application process, last year there was quite a few people that applied, and it's a little bit competitive sometimes, and there's only room for 30 individuals for each class. So you apply, you have your interview, you have a phone interview, live interview, and then you just kind of anxiously wait, saying, oh, did I get in?
Yeah.
Did I get in? And then either you do or you don't, but even if you think you might not, I didn't think I really would get accepted.
Neither did I.
You just have to give yourself the opportunity to be told no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for anybody. If you think it's something that would benefit you and you think it's cool, do it and give yourself the opportunity. No's not a very hard word to hear.
And I always say it's a backstage pass to
it. It is a backstage pass. It really is.
I like that. Yeah. That's kind
of
neat.
The amount of things I've been able to learn about our community, and I've grown up here, and it's really easy to get blindsided, like, oh, what else do I not know?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But you really don't know what you don't know, and it's insane how much I didn't know.
And you know, the reason why I signed up because I don't even know. I'm going to get a lot of story ideas from this.
Yeah.
But it was way more.
Too much.
Way, way more than
There's
that.
So much. Yeah. It's, I don't even know how to explain most of it because it's just so much information. It's insane.
And it's a year program,
It's
right?
a year program. So you do once a month a full program day. Your first time meeting everyone is an orientation day for a couple hours, and then a few weeks later, you're immediately thrown into a camp for 3 days where you get to just be close and intimate. I can't say anything more because I've been sworn to secrecy, but it's a life-changing experience. So cool. And then you have one program day a month until you graduate, and it's centered around a different sector in the community. So you've got Education Day, you've got Heritage Day, you've got Health and Wellness Day, you've got Government Day, Public Safety Day. It's just been every single part that drives our community and really pulls it together. It's you just really get to experience all of that firsthand in a way that nobody else gets to in the community.
Wow.
It's really cool.
It's
and
amazing.
As a past steering committee member, you know, I used to put some of the program days together. There was rarely a time people would say no, they couldn't do it. If we were asking businesses to be part of the day, you know, there was hardly anybody that would ever say no.
No, this program is supported.
Yeah.
They have full community support. Yeah. I have never heard a negative word about the program. I will never say a negative word about the program. I'll rave about it all day long. I could talk about it for nine hours. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful time. And especially just from my perspective as a young professional, only being in the professional world and the community for about 2 years now, it's been such a cool way to be thrown into a group of mentors that are all seasoned professionals in this community. And not only to be surrounded by people that are now mentors to me, but people that see me as an equal and treat me as an equal. It's such a cool experience.
Because you're very young.
So young.
Yes.
23.
To
walk into a group of people like that, it's really easy to look at a 23-year-old and go, you don't know anything,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
What are you doing here?
Back in my day.
Yep.
But it's just friends and community, and it's been super, super awesome.
Yep. So thank you for being here. I know
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you got to get.
I gotta go teach some people how to sing.
I know. So we appreciate you being here. We are going to take a break and invite our next guest on.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to have been here.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
He's a brown and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. I hang on to your warm friends.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
All right.
We are back.
We're back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And I'm Danny Lindbergh.
And welcome back. So we do have our next guest here. And I'm super excited because this is a new business in Reading. And it's a pretty cool business. So we're going to just get right to it. It's Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. And we have Mikey, and we have his wife,
Jenny.
Sorry. I meant to look really quick because I talked to you on the phone, and I did say your name. But anyway, so Mikey and Jenny are here to talk about their business. And welcome, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you so much for being here.
So tell me how you became the owners of this business. Tell me the story.
Yeah. I've been teaching music lessons for quite a while. And when I found out the space that we're in became available, and I saw what was happening downtown with all the updates and improvements and things, and also just how there was we lost Harriet's music. It was very sad. We lost businesses like Bob Bean. We lost businesses like Mike's Music and Sound.
Wow.
All in 2022.
What?
And actually, I said, okay, you know, it wasn't that I. I wanted to kind of fill in some of that space, and I didn't care if it made a lot of money. I just thought, let's do this.
Right on.
I want to do it for the culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it offers me a place to teach music lessons. It offers Jen a place. She loves clothing.
Yeah.
And she loves fashion and things like that. And so she's savvy in the buy-sell trade, cash for clothes sometimes, by the way. Kind of thing. So we thought, well, okay, we can make a multi-purpose space here.
Yeah.
But the walls had to be an art gallery because we love art. So we have...
As do I.
Yeah. So we have a ton of what I'm calling now neighborhood artists.
Yeah.
I mean, there's local art, for sure. But then there's, like, the neighborhood art, you know, right there. We're right there with Placer Hill, you know, up the hill. Mm-hmm. Also, the garden track is just east of us. So it's a lot of people from that... 90% of it's from people from that neighborhood, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. So all local artists hanging yeah. in your space?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And the people that have been bold enough to, what's this new space? What's happening here? Oh, you want to sell art? And so they, our entire wall, it's like 2,000 square feet, and the walls are 15 feet high. So it's just neighborhood art.
Nice.
Splattered all in there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And you guys have the old Bog Bean location, right?
Correct.
Okay,
1740
cool.
California Street, right next to the Dip, Foundry Square. Fratelli's Pizza's there, across from Jack's and the new Black Diamond Lounge.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Yeah.
And yeah. I remember going to Bog Bean back in the day, and, you know, it was hip. So it's cool to see that space still having music and art and now vintage clothing. Is it vintage clothing? Or I don't know that.
Yeah, so we have vintage and modern clothing, and I'm going to be making some custom pieces. So those will be available soon. I just got an industrial sewing machine, so I'm really excited.
Do you work a little bit with Reading Fashion Alliance?
Yeah, I'm looking to partner with Yvonne Moore at the Reading Fashion Alliance. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's so cool.
For someone who doesn't know what's the Reading Fashion Alliance?
Oh, well, it's been around for a while. It used to be over where Leatherby's was on the corner, but now they moved their... they call it the basement. They're over by where Brew Coffee used to be.
Okay.
Down, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, they have sewing classes, and people can come in there and they can sew for a day and rent the space for a week or whatever. But they also teach kids classes. They also do costume classes at Reading School of the Arts.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So some of the kids that are in The Little Mermaid now. Did make some of the costumes.
Oh,
so,
very cool. Very
yeah.
cool.
So, yeah, and Yvonne, who was one of the owners of Enjoy, she is the executive director there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, nice.
Amazing lady.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
So much culture in Reading, and Reading Fashion Alliance brings is just like right at the heart
it's
of
so
that.
It's so different,
culture.
Too. It's, you know, it's, yeah.
People expressing themselves, making things, making clothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wearable art, I call it sometimes.
It's true,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and so if people have clothing that they don't want anymore, do they bring it to you, or you go and look for it yourself?
Yeah, so I have people that come and bring me clothes, say, you know, it's in great condition, it's good quality, you know, no rips, stains, tears, or holes, and they bring it in, and we work on buy-sell trade, so we can offer you cash if we have it available that day, or trade is possible.
Mm-hmm.
We do consignment on specialty items, like, you know, very, very rare unique items, so,
right.
Yeah, we offer that, too.
That's cool. That's really interesting, because we get a lot of phone calls at Riverfront Playhouse. I'm on the board there, and we get a lot of calls from people saying, hey, I have this vintage wedding gown, and we have so many costumes, and we don't always need a vintage wedding gown, and especially because vintage clothing is very small.
Yeah, some of the sizes right. are not today's sizes.
Right. But you know, we have some really beautiful things, but
yeah.
I can say, hey, why don't you go take it over to Cascade Curations, and they might be interested in that.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. We're we're working on a team of upcycling garments, so taking, you know, vintage apparel and reworking it into an actually new brand new garment. So
that's
we're
cool.
hoping to reduce waste and recycle and reuse more.
Nice.
So really excited about
I know that Yvonne's been working on that at RFA as well, so that's really cool. That's a really cool thing.
That's awesome.
And I didn't want to say just vintage. I didn't want to say just antique or just thrift, those kind of things. Reading's really doing good in that department, I think.
Right.
For us, I wanted to go, and so where I come in is I might, like, reject a piece where she, you know, whatever. We might, so we both have to agree on it, which is cool.
That's good.
And so,
that is good.
And I wanted to get quality timeless over antique or over thrift or over vintage. I wanted to go for quality timeless clothing.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Yeah. Quality over,
and another
anything.
Thing that I think when I go to, secondhand stores, most of the time it's such a mess that you can't, you don't really want to go look through everything because it's just like so overwhelming.
Yeah.
But yours looks really nice and organized and clean and really nice. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we go through each look at each garment, say, would I wear this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, B, is it in great condition? Is it good quality? Does it have style? Is it something, you know, you could see someone wear? And we kind of curate through that kind of department and hand select each good to go in the
That's
store.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. So
it's been the same with the art too. Like people would bring in, you know, 12 pieces or something, and maybe only 5 of those 12 would speak to us. And so we would ask like, hey, do you want to sell those here? So we do consignment like an art gallery.
I was just going to ask if you did.
Yeah.
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 And then you teach music classes in the place? Space too?
Yes.
Nice.
And so I'm trying to schedule. So we're actually closed on Sundays and Mondays. So
okay.
I have a lot of opening slots for Sundays and Mondays music lessons.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. What if someone wanted to take lessons with you, what do you teach?
So mostly I teach drums and percussion.
Amazing.
That was my main instrument.
Cool.
That was from a young age. And then later in college, I branched out to piano and started realizing, hey, this is a someone said, this is a percussion instrument. Really? Piano is a percussion instrument? So I approached the piano that way.
Nice.
And then I taught myself to read music and some music theory and things like that. So I can teach beginner piano and beginner guitar. And so, and I've got a new bass guitar student.
Oh, very cool.
So admittedly, okay. I'm beginner in those, and yeah. I have like other teachers that I would pass students on to.
Excellent.
But with drums, I feel proficient to teach any level.
Yeah.
So if anybody's listening out there and they want to try a different, I think it's good to have multiple teachers throughout life for
mm-hmm.
your different
mm-hmm.
instruments. So if you're learning drums, I'm another drum teacher in town. And I also like think it's good to learn from different teachers.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So have you ever been in a band?
Yes. Yeah. I forgot all about it and then Enjoy asked me that. So I played in a couple of bands around town, like cover bands and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually looking if anybody needs like a jazz drummer. I'm looking maybe like a hip hop jazz drummer would be cool.
Oh, there we go.
I'm looking for a band right now. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I like to jam around with people around town. But I've been in like some professional traveling acts and stuff. Like I was in the Indiana University Soul Review, which was the last time I got on the radio actually.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So that was cool. It's like a 30-piece soul with brass and band, and I played drums there.
Excellent.
That's awesome. So did you grow up here?
I grew up in Indiana.
Okay.
I've been here 11 years, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you meet your wife in Indiana?
Met her here.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
All right.
In this radio station.
right here in downtown Reading. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Awesome. Very nice. Well, gosh, I think... Yeah, that's really awesome that you have this great space. And how do people find it? It is the address?
1740 California Street.
And do you have a website?
We do, cascadecurations.com.
All right. Well, gosh, thank you guys for being here. Anything else? Any last words you want to share?
Well, thanks so much for KCNR for having us here. And, if you can really appreciate the Enjoy magazine. Thanks for coming out and interviewing us, sending
mm-hmm.
people our way.
Thank you.
And,
great story. Really like the story.
We're really here for Reading, you know, with 22 artists. You know, we're teaching music lessons. We're upcycling clothing. We're really here for Reading. That's why we're here. We're not here to – we don't plan on getting rich off this, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for the culture. And so I'm really interested in talking more about the cultural – district
right.
and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so cool to have a business like your guys's in downtown Reading, too. Within walking distance, really.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Appreciate it a lot. We are going to break again for another commercial break, and we'll be back for the last segment.
Cool. Thank you so much.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. And we're back. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
This is North State Now, and I'm Rhonda Alvey.
I'm Danny Lindberg.
And thank you for being here tonight, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Thanks
so
for
appreciate it. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for letting me co-host.
Yes. It's fun, huh? Oh. And it goes by pretty fast.
It does. Yeah.
We're almost done.
I know, it's wild.
A few more minutes. So, you know, James and I usually will start the show with some of the things that are happening in Reading.
Yeah.
And because Cheyenne had to get back to rehearsals, we had her gone, you know, before we did that. So.
Well, and I love talking about theater.
Yes.
So we could talk about what's going on at the Cascade right now.
Yes. There's some good shows coming up at the Cascade.
There is. Actually, tomorrow night is the opening night for The Little Mermaid Junior. And it is done by Reading School of the Arts. It's pretty cool. The Reading School of the Arts, I actually went to school there for 7th and 8th grade.
Did you really?
I did. And
I had
my,
no idea.
My mom taught there, Kate Winberg. She's since retired and now took over. Her position was I've drawn a blank on her name right now.
Oh.
But Erica, I'm so sorry I'm forgetting your last name right now. But she's great. The Little Mermaid Junior is it's a really cool show.
Yeah, all and it actually opens tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tonight. Yeah.
Oh, that is tonight. Yeah.
The 18th through the 21st.
That's
yeah.
right.
It's a short run, so hopefully you'll be able to go see that. It's Thursday through Saturday, and then there's two matinees Saturday and Sunday.
That's right. And it's, I have to boast about Reading School of the Arts for a little bit. If you haven't seen a Reading School of the Arts show, you gotta go see it, because it's all done by the kids. The kids are actors, the kids are the set teams, they paint the sets, they're the set crew that pull in the ropes and bring set pieces on and off. They have a whole, orchestra, so it's all percussion-based instruments with xylophones, and it's all done by kids, and it's a really, for K through 8th grade, it's a really well-done production. So,
were you ever in a production there, or did they have a drama department?
I was. It was when they were at the old campus over, that's now UPrep
school. Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I was in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, cool.
I played the Candy Man.
Nice.
And the Wizard of Oz. I was Uncle Henry.
Oh, cool.
I came out smoking my corncob pipe.
That's awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah, the Cascade has a lot of other great things coming up this month. Two great shows. Johnny Cash will be on the 24th.
I saw the ad for that online.
It's a Johnny Cash
tribute.
Yep.
And I think it's kind of, if I'm not mistaken, they project like old videos of Johnny Cash while the tribute band plays. I think that's what it looked like on the ad. And it really looks like the if you want to see Johnny Cash in concert, this is kind of the next best thing that you can get,
right?
Is what it seems like.
And then the 4 days later, they're doing Yesterday and Today, which is a Beatles experience.
Yeah.
And I think that one, if I remember correctly, I think that the audience will be able to participate by asking, by suggesting certain songs to play.
Oh, no way.
Beatles songs, yeah. So this band will play, you know, what the audience wants to hear.
Oh, that's, how fun is that?
Except
they had a Beatles tribute band come to the Cascade a few years ago. It was called Rain.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when that was in town?
I don't know.
It wasn't a call and response kind of thing. That sounds way, way better.
Yeah. So those are coming up this month. And go to the Cascade, because they really want you to be there, and we want to keep this Cascade Theater.
It's such a beautiful theater, too.
It is so awesome.
I mean, just to have it right in our downtown backyard, it's pretty cool. The Johnny Cash show is going to be January 24th, and Yesterday and Today, the Beatles tribute show, is going to be on January 28th. So you can get your tickets at www.cascadetheater.org.
And make sure you go to that website. Don't go to any other website, because a lot of people will sell tickets to you that aren't real tickets. So make sure you go to cascadetheater.org. And it's theater, R-E, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
I didn't know that you can get fake tickets.
Yeah, some people have bought tickets from other outlets, and they pay a lot of money for them.
They're phonies.
And they're,
man, gosh, what a bummer.
Frustrating. Yep.
Yeah, so definitely go to that website.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the
theater world? Let's talk about that. So Sylvia is playing for one more, or next weekend they close.
Yep.
This is a play that it's a comedy.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I got to, have you seen it?
I'm going to go Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's really well done.
That's what I've heard. I've heard really great things about it.
It's a small cast of four. I know it's about a couple who adopts a dog named Sylvia. And
the dog is played by a person.
Yep. The dog is it's played by a person. And I kind of got the Wilfred, the TV show Wilfred.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yep.
Kind of got those vibes. It's very well done.
And all the actors are seasoned actors. They're amazing.
Really good cast.
Yep. So we're excited about that. I'm going to go see that tomorrow.
And then what?
Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. Yep. And to get tickets for Sylvia or any shows at Axiom, you want to go to axrep.com. That's AXREPtheater.com. And don't go to any other websites.
And then Arts Theater, which is in Anderson. You can get tickets there for The Sloth, which opens on the 19th, which is tomorrow, and it runs through the 28th. And I believe that that is also a comedy. So if you like to laugh, there's lots of things going on where you can certainly laugh.
So I'm freshly moved back to Reading. What's the Arts Theater? Is that a new theater?
It's a new, actually they have been around for a while, and then they had to close because the place that they were in, I believe, was getting sold.
Oh.
So they just got a new venue.
Okay.
And I think this is their second performance. They've done some, they've had some like magic shows there and comedy shows, but
nice.
This is, I believe, their second production.
Well, my parents live out in Anderson,
oh, okay.
So I'm there all the time.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's another great theater. Also, I don't know if we have Brandon's Theater in here, Reading Performing Arts Center. And I don't think we do. I think we do have it in our next issue. But that's another theater that does really great things. So
lots of plays.
Lots of great things going
to
on.
To go see.
Yeah. What else is going on in the North State?
Well, I think, you know, Viva Downtown and the Art Hunger are doing a show. I believe it's opening relatively soon.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact date, but it's a hundred canvases for 100 artists, I think is what they're calling it. I could be butchering that, but it's a pretty cool show because it's exactly what the title says.
It is amazing. I saw it yesterday.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
I had a sneak peek, too.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
But it's 100 foot-by-foot canvas, 100 different canvases done by 100 different artists.
And they're all the same size?
They're all the same size.
12 by 12?
Just a little square.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So there's 100 squares hung on a wall, and a different artist painted or sculpted or...
There's some pretty amazing
carved
stuff.
Or etched. There's all these different mediums on... I mean, it's crazy to see what 100 different artists did with... 100 different pieces of
wood. Right. And it's, you know, some of them are, I can't even explain it. Some of them are beautiful paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are, you know, they took
crochet.
Yes. It's just amazing.
Knitted the entire thing.
Yeah.
Some of them have, like, plants growing out of them. Some
uh-huh.
of them are smashed.
Yes. Yes.
And then some of them
Very
are just
creative.
Covered in doodles.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to hand it to Carlo Henry and Mario.
Yeah.
They have done such a great job with that space. This is their fourth anniversary of starting Art Hunger.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
their fourth anniversary.
They're third at the IOOF Hall. They've
yeah.
been there for 3 years. The first year they started, they just kind of did pop-ups here and there. But
right.
now they're I believe it's a permanent space or semi-permanent space.
And, I mean, they're, yeah, hats off to those guys.
They
because
incredible.
They,
and Carlo hangs the art at Riverfront. We have an art
yeah.
wall at Riverfront. So
and that changes for every show,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep. So we're really lucky to have them in Reading.
And I think, if you haven't checked out the Art Hunger, it's downtown off South Market Street.
It's on the corner of Market and Butte.
Market.
So
and
it's in the IOOF Hall.
Yeah, and it's
a beautiful space.
It's
and
a free gallery.
Yep.
And I believe they're doing a different show every month
uh-huh.
now.
Yep.
So you go, you know.
Yeah, and then I just do want to say one thing because I forgot. We don't have much time, but on this Saturday, the 20th, the Historical Society will be at Riverfront Playhouse, and they're going to be showing a documentary on winter sports in our own backyard.
Oh, nice.
And it's actually really good, and it's a free event, so put on by the Historical Society.
Oh, that's perfect
yep.
to check out.
So that's this Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Cool.
Yep, but I think we have to go.
I think we do,
yeah.
too.
So thank you so much, Danny, for being here.
Hey, thanks so much
fun.
For having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll
good night,
see you
everyone.
Next time.
Yes. See you next month.
Come on. What's up? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.